Hallelujah. Welcome to the very last week of this 21-day King's Fast. You shall not go empty-handed. In Jesus' precious name. Tonight, we are going to be looking at the value of intimacy with God. The value of intimacy. The Bible said in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 26, earlier on said, and God said, let us make man in our image. So God created man in his image. One major reason why God created man to look like him is so that man can walk with him. So that man can be intimate with God. A critical aspect of man's creation is fellowship and intimacy with God. That was why the worst blow that happened in the Garden of Eden is the separation of man. One of the worst Bible passages, if it can be called like that, is Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. So God, 23. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. The Lord drove man. He drove. That word drove. Go. He drove man. Can you place that exact verse? He drove him. He drove out the man. He drove out the man. That can be considered one of the worst verses or the worst disasters of man. But Jesus Christ came to reconcile man back to God in intimacy. Now, what is the value of intimacy with God? Number one, the place of intimacy with God is the place of spiritual power and glory. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 2. He said, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Is a place I want to be close to you. I want to seek you. I want to be with you. So I can experience power. I can experience glory. Number two, the place of intimacy with God is the place of hearing from God. Is the place of hearing from God. Is the place of direction from God. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 3, 7, 8, he said, they heard the voice of the Lord. 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. By intimacy with God, they experienced the consistent visitation of God and hearing from God on a continuous basis. It's a place of hearing from God. It's a place of direction. Thirdly, the place of intimacy with God is the place of transformation of life. To look at him is to look like him. Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, he said, But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. In his presence, in intimacy with him, we are changed. You come to a point where people don't recognize that you are the same. What is the way of intimacy with God? Number one is the way of the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. The way of the love of God. The more of God you love, the more you want to hang with him. The way of the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. It said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. That love pushes you into God. Number two, it is the way of spiritual fire intensity, generated also by the Holy Ghost. Spiritual fire. In the first one, you are loving God. In the second one, you want to pray like you drink water. Spiritual fire. Spiritual fire intensity generated by the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 6, he said, wherefore I put you in remembrance, that you stir up, fan into flame, that gift of God, fan into flame, the gift of God, which is put in you by the laying of my hands. And what is that gift? Verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. The more you pray in the Holy Ghost, the more it generates the fire to know more about God, to press more into God, and to look more for God. The way of spiritual fire intensity generated by the Holy Ghost. And number three is the way of hunger and desperation. The way of hunger and desperation activated in seasons of fasting. The way of hunger and desperation generally, but can be activated in seasons of prayer and fast, in seasons of fasting and prayer. He said, O Lord my God, early will I seek you. My flesh longeth for you. That is a fasting. My soul thirsteth for you. In a dry, my soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longed for, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. That describes a fasting situation. Our spiritual hunger and desperation for God can be heightened in a fasting season, can be amplified. Where you are looking for nothing and nobody but God and the best of him. Today, I welcome you to this way of intimacy. That is going to make us see, one thing I'm trusting the Lord is for you and me to see power like we have never seen before. To see glory like we have never seen before. To see miracles like we have never seen before. To experience testimonies like we have never seen before. We also want the visitation of God in our nation. So as it is time to pray, I'd like you to pray with desperation. And let God push you into a higher level of intimacy today. Stand up on your feet and lift up your hands and thank him for his word to you. Open your mouth and pray. Thank him for his word.
Shala de Berotaka Ferasali. Ribabaskela Bababeladia. Aratiku Peleruku Perusasana. Ridi Filitaka Bababala de Kura Defina. Randesta Babekula Tetelurai. Helida Bababala Takapela Tete Fredia Sala. Limbrati Sukupa Parada. Shaka de Kupelete Kubada. In the name of Jesus, we are praying.